Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're into having a little fun for the holidays. It's about food and cocktails. And Bridget Albert, thank you for coming back on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we found Bridget because we wanted some fun Christmas cocktails, holiday cocktails, and she's the Senior Director of External Communications at Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits. But then I Google you today. You have your own website as well. I know you have your own book, but you have your own website. Very nice website. And you have that recipe that you gave us last week for hot buttered banana rum or hot banana buttered rum, whatever it was. That was a good one, Bridget.
It was a good one.
Her book is called Life, Love, Happiness, and Cocktails. What kind of cocktail recipe do you have for us today?
Boy, I hope that you're ready because it's kind of been a crummy day with all that snow out there. So I thought we would warm it up with a nice cozy pomegranate wine cider. This cocktail is super easy to make.
Okay, pomegranate wine cider.
You got it.
Okay,
you got it. So, you know, I do love to make those cocktails. So get out your crock pot for this one or just your kitchen pot. It's fine. But what I do is I put 2 cups of apple cider, 1 cup of red wine. I do love to use like a Stella Rosa, which is like kind of semi-sweet, about 1/2 cup of pomegranate juice, throw in 2 cinnamon sticks, some, you know, about 10 cloves, and call it a day. Really, just put it on low. Oh my goodness, your house is going to smell incredible, just incredible. And then here's the special part. So around like your coffee mug, you want to create just a really, really nice rim. So you want to put about 4 bar spoons of super fine sugar, 1 pinch of cinnamon, mix that up, zip a lime wedge around that coffee mug, roll it into those rim ingredients, and ladle out yourself some of that cozy pomegranate wine cider. It is delicious.
I like that. And that takes it to another level when you're doing something like that on the rim of the coffee cup. Because my husband and I, we did our honeymoon doing Chris Kindle markets all through Germany. And when I tell you, we stuffed our suitcases with those little cups and we never know what to do with them. And now I've got something to do with them this weekend.
There you go. Absolutely. And this is the season, right, for those hot cocktails, especially here in the Chicagoland area.
Bridget Albert is the Senior Director of External Communications at Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits. She's been joining us on Fridays to give us nice, warm cocktail recipes. And she has her own website, too. You should check that out. But it's not Bridget Albert. It's, it is BridgetAlbert.com. But in there, you use your first 2 names. You show your Irish heritage, right?
I do. So my name is Bridget Lawrence Albert. I am Irish, Italian, and Polish. Look out, I know a lot about drinks.
Okay, so. What do you know about Malort? We brought that up last week because you brought up Aquavit, that Norwegian stuff that even though I'm Norwegian, it is awful. And then did you see in McHenry, some guy that owns a deli called Epic Deli in McHenry decided that he would create a Malort Eggnog Soft Serve, and he had Malort Eggnog Soft Serve Day, and 100 people lined up to taste this soft serve ice cream, like an eggnog with Malort in it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised. Malort is having its day, and good on you for those who love it. You know, who see past the anger and just, you know, find some joy in it. That's great.
Can you just go to a supermarket and buy Malort, or where do you even find it?
You can. Oh, my goodness, of course. And I know they have a holiday pack out right now. You know, you can go to your Binnie's, you can go to your liquor markets. Like, you know, wherever booze is sold, you'll typically see a nice bottle of Malort there. But it's something definitely that mixologists, you know, love. Craft bartenders tend to love. You know, it does have a severe bitter flavor. So what my tip is, if you're going to use Malort, a little goes a long way, guys.
Yeah, water it down. Cover it up with eggnog or something.
But I want to try that ice cream. My goodness, or eggnog. Wow.
And, you know, I thought when I was watching The Bear, you know, that show? Is it on Netflix, Steve, or where is it? I thought the Malort billboards were a little too much. They tried to make it a little too Chicago-centric and a little too obvious, because I've never seen a Malort billboard in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have not either. I haven't either, but no.
Among the people lining up to try that Malort eggnog soft serve, somebody said it tastes like dandelions, garbage, and gasoline.
I wasn't too far off, right? Yeah, it's like an acquired taste. I don't know.
And since you are an Irish girl, tell us about Irish coffee, because I know you posted on your website, BridgetAlbert.com, but for St. Patrick's Day, it's something we like in this kind of weather year-round. So how do you make yours?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? I just like to use a really great Irish whiskey. You know, whether it might be Jameson or Tullamore Dew, you know, whatever it might, Tullamore Dew, like whatever you love. You put that in your coffee with a nice sugar cube. But here's the trick. You must use fresh cream and float it over the back of a spoon over the top. And it's delicious, but it is truly that simple to make.
Okay. Easily done. And what kind of cocktail are you making tonight?
Tonight, I might go in for an espresso martini, because it's Friday and it's been a really long week. So that's what I'm thinking. And I might even make it with some scotch.
Wait a second.
I love that new Sassenach scotch that's out there from the guy from Outlander, Sam. So you know what? I'm thinking I might throw that in there.
So you would put the vodka, the scotch, and the espresso in there?
No. It hasn't been that long of a week. I'm thinking just the scotch, the Sassenach scotch, you know, a little bit of Kahlua, some fresh espresso. I love to put a little bit of, like, vanilla simple syrup in there, give it a hard shake. My husband loves them as well. And I even have some espresso beans here at home to garnish over the top. And it is the perfect way to end a long week.
Thank you, Bridget. We love that you join us on the show. We appreciate all your recipes.
You're welcome. Cheers to you.